You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, we are talking about maybe specifically about getting a 99ers movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, buddy, this is going to be amazing. We're going to get a movie about the 99 women's team winning the World Cup, which is amazing. We talk a little bit about soccer because soccer actually happened. We talk about so much.
Okay. And then some really special fans that decided to go out to a match in Korea. So
where did you find these fans? Ask them for a friend.
And we're going to be joined by Emmanuel Broni of the New York Cosmos, talking pizza, talking calcio, talking it all. So we have a great time. So all this and more today on the
Cooligan!
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris
and Allie Krieger, and you are listening to our best friends and favorite comedians,
the Cooligans, bitch.
Yeah, baby!
Let's go. Boom, boom, boom. Is this thing on? Let's do this.
Let's go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hello, my name is Christian Polanco.
Yo, how you feeling, Christian Polanco? My name is Alexis Guerreros.
How you feeling, Alexis Guerreros?
I don't know. I'm feeling goody right now. You know?
Okay, we're trying to bring some positivity to this earth because there's a lot of sadness right now.
You heard him right. E-R-F, earth. That's the planet we live on right now.
Oh, you didn't study astrology?
I don't know about them planets or whatever. We on Earth, and my girl is an Aries. Done.
Oh, hello. But yes, we are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that you have ever seen, whether it's in your living room or not in your living room.
Or on your phone or in your ear. And it's not just the funny. We are the funniest. And, like, by far, it's embarrassing for the rest of them, all right? Because, like, yo, we winning this. Like, yo, we can't even see you in this race no more, my guy. So we're definitely that. But based on what I just said, you can also tell we happen to be the gulliest. Right?
That's right. You know, we're basically the Usain Bolt of soccer shows.
Right? Like, yo, we can't even see. We might even be the Lance Armstrong, because our humor is a performance enhancement drug. Right?
It's unfair, to be honest.
That's right. And we're trying to keep it hush. What's Shania Twain? Who was he? He was dating
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow. Prove to me the different people. Okay.
Look, the main thing is that all we want to do is have some fun on
right?
this show.
And I feel like a woman.
All right, look at that. That's Instagram versus that we need. Shania Twain and Sheryl Crow.
Yo, are you kidding me? Your aunt's gonna get a bottle of wine. And gonna get lit.
Yeah, Alexis will be watching and be like, I still think they're the same person.
How did they get two screens for the same person?
Yo, she must got two phones or something.
Yo, one for the plug, one for the load.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I want to see? Sheryl Crow versus Shania Twain versus battle, but then picking their favorite hip hop songs. Could you imagine? That would be the wildest.
Oh, man. All right. Look, we got ideas.
Yeah, Shania loves gangster shit. Yeah.
Didn't realize Sheryl Crow was such a big NWA fan. Wow. Yo,
she loves some underground shit. How'd she even hear about these dudes? Brooklyn Drill. I mean.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, yes. Hello, everybody. We're just it usually takes a couple seconds to go off the rails, but no, not today.
Nah, man. We stepped right in and we're like, yo, let's get this joint right off these rails, my guy.
So hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're excited about today's show, obviously, because we have a Cosmo player. We're going to be talking to him about a whole boatload of things.
He's not just a Cosmo player. The dude's got his hand in pizza. Get your hand off my pizza. He's got his hand in wellness. That's for you, Christian. You're going to handle that part of the conversation. I might leave and just go get a bag of chips. You never know. And he's also played soccer. I mean, the only day, if unless he also understood what NWA was, he'd be the perfect Cooligan.
Okay. So look, this might be an audition for him. So yes, we'll be joined by Emmanuel Sembroni a little bit later, but we should start today's show. Obviously, we were on Tuesday, we were excited about Bundesliga coming back, and there's still more news regarding Bundesliga, regarding soccer returning, and just more positive soccer news. And this one I want to start with in regards to the 99ers, the U.S. women's national team that won the World Cup in 1999. Obviously, the legend, Brandi Chastain, you know the photo. Yeah. You know my photo. Have you seen my, remember my photo?
Of course.
Brandi Chastain homage.
Which I don't play on the team, but I would have refused to do that because it would have looked like I should be wearing a sports bra. So I'm not doing it.
Yeah. We need to get you one, man. I did. It was a big deal, bro.
Not happening, bro. But yeah, Brandi Chastain, Mia Hamm, Kmar Graff. I mean, you know the legends. Everybody. They deserve Julie Foudy, right? For a lot of people know from ESPN.
Yeah.
They deserve a movie based on them, but it's going to be like a written movie. Yeah. I think they should get a Last Dance.
Okay, well, that's good too. There's also been a lot of coverage in general because I didn't really love The Last Dance.
Is it with you?
It's just fine. I've seen plenty of Jordan documentary. I just didn't feel like it was any new information. But
kidding me? It wasn't a flu game. It was a food poison game.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, by the way, not real. Who orders a pizza and eats it completely by themselves at 2 a.m. besides me? Nobody. Okay.
Never heard of another human being ever doing right. that.
Up gambling?
I'm excited about this because so it's going to be on Netflix, but we don't know who's going to play who. You know, this is now the time when we can have some fun on who's going to play. Like, are we going to have, you know, the traditional Hollywood actresses all of a sudden doing keepy uppies? Are they gonna have to train? They're gonna have to prepare, you know, right? Because
Scarlett Johansson's got to learn how to head the ball.
I think Scarlett Johansson is gonna play Brianna Scurry. That's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. Right, well, you know how Hollywood is, right?
Like, what an actress. Wow. The range on her. No,
Emma Stone's gonna play an Asian woman, and I don't think an Asian woman was on the team. This is just what she wants to do.
Exclusive. Yeah. I will not accept the role. So, but we're going to see like who is going to step up to be, you know, because they're going to have to learn some soccer skills. I know there's probably going to be extras or, you know, stunt doubles for some of the for some of the scenes. But yo,
I got
Natalie
an idea.
Portman,
I got an idea. I mean, it'd be great to have like Natalie Portman and all them on the show. I got a better idea. Why don't you train the 2018 women? But the 2019 women had to be actresses and let them play the 99ers.
Yo, this isn't too bad of an idea.
Right?
Because we've seen like what was the Ice Cube's son is an actor. You know right? what I mean? Like, and he's very
even though we want to stress, we know that the current women's national team is not related to the 99ers.
No, we know.
We want to stress that we know that for sure.
Yeah, I'm just saying it could be the same kind of, you know.
Yeah, I think how dope would that be? Alex Morgan plays Mia Hamm, right? Megan Rapinoe plays Kate Margraff. You know what I mean?
Yo, I'd be on board with that. Yeah, let's
go.
It.
And so also, automatically, the amount of social media attention for that would be huge.
Yeah, dude.
Netflix, hire us. What are you doing?
We got the Shania Twain, Sheryl Crow battle, and this. We're doing great.
I mean, how many more ideas do you need? We got time. Now, Christian, I know a lot of stadiums have been trying to deal with, how do you create an atmosphere with no people in the stands, right? Some people are like, yo, let's get cardboard cutouts of our actual fans. We'll paste photos on them. I don't know. In Bundesliga, Köln had a section with jerseys, right? Fans had their jerseys put out, right? FC Seoul was like, yo, I got an idea, right? And there was just no one else in the room to suggest that maybe this ain't the greatest idea. But what they decided to do was they filled the stadiums with what was believed to be mannequins, right?
Yeah.
And people noticed a lot of them were female and a lot of them were just
so just shocked that soccer was back.
Clearly mouth agape, which is gonna feel worse that I said that when you find out that there's a bit of a backlash because they were all sex dolls, like real dolls.
common mistake.
You know, here's the creepiest part in the photo. Yeah. A lot of them have their hands raised, like one hand raised, which is like, if there are sex dolls, it's like, hey, who in this room approves of this happening? You? All right. Yeah. It's pretty disgusting.
Who among us has not confused a Cabbage Patch doll with a fully fledged sex doll?
This is, it's kind of creepy because here's my other question. Where'd you get all these sex dolls? Is there a factory nearby, or was it one dude's like, you know what? Guys, look, we won't have to spend anything. Just someone help me get it out of my basement. Mom's been asking for it.
Hang up the phone because this problem is taken care of.
You know what? I'm going to shut the Wi-Fi off because you don't need to Google anymore, buddy. Let me tell you something. Atmosphere? We're going to have atmosphere. I'm not even thinking outside the box. I'm thinking about the box, okay?
So pretty crazy. Obviously, yeah, Korea, they've been bringing their soccer back as well. This is what's going to make news because people are starving for anything soccer related. And this is a good way. I mean, this is better press than just having soccer back, without a doubt.
You know, did you see the ratings in America? It's like up 750%, the Bundesliga ratings from the last Bundesliga match before the lockdown. South Korea was like, yo, we got to get on this somehow. And someone's like, look, you've said no to this idea in the past, okay? But I think some of the fans of FC Seoul were like, you know, when we are allowed back in the stadium, can we bring our mannequins with us? Is that possible?
It'd be similar to, like, remember the guy from Ecuador that was caught on camera with, like, his mistress?
Yes.
This could be, imagine just the same thing. Like, oh, boy.
I don't even know who she is. She sat next to me.
Hey, what's up with the stiff upper lip, hon? You know?
No, at least smile, will you?
So, speaking of Bundesliga, another story that was fascinating was out of Augsburg, the head coach of the team, Heiko Ehrlich.
How you try that because I wasn't going near it.
But he was so Bundesliga obviously came back over the weekend, and he was not allowed back on the sideline because he broke one of the rules of quarantine, and it wasn't having a big old sex party like some of the other players.
He didn't have fun, okay? He was just trying to be hygienic, and he's getting in trouble for it? That's not fair.
So
my man went out to get toothpaste, and they're like, now you're not allowed in the stadium.
Oh, you also got face cream? You really must not care about this disease.
Wow. You know? Selfish.
But what? It's just like, what a ridiculous way to... look, they're all ridiculous, but for him to break the rule in this particular way, when especially when on the verge of soccer coming back to Germany, and he, you know, essentially he knew the rules and he did not, you know, whether you are having a big old orgy or getting you're out to get, you know, some dental floss, you're still breaking the same rule.
I love how the punishment is the same for orgy and face cream. You know what I mean? Both situations involve face cream. I want to know. That's why the punishment is the same.
So yeah, you can't be reckless. So the pretty wild in general, but it was like it was exciting to at least have the game back. We talked about it you know, a couple days ago as well, but just the fact that the game is back, is there's something comforting. It does feel you know, that Saturday morning watching soccer, it felt like,
hopefully it felt as good brushing your teeth for that coach as it did for us to get to see the game.
It was exciting to have it back, and you know, they're talking about also in the Premier League about bringing it back as well. And there was a great quote from Danny Rose, who currently plays for Newcastle, where he was just like, you know, because they were saying that they want to bring football back for the morale of the country, and Danny Rose was just like, I don't give a fuck about the morale of the country. Like, we need to protect the players and make sure that they're safe, which is another, just obviously a very valid point. But Germany and England and the U.S. and different countries are in different, they all handled it differently, which is why, all like we said it before, I'm hoping Germany, we have soccer and that no players contract the disease and still maintain some safety. You saw how serious they were. Nobody
masks, shake hands. Everyone's elbow bashing.
Yeah. Celebrations. You know, they didn't. We saw Erling Haaland with the little
solo dance. Yeah.
So look, it seems like they're taking it seriously. And again, we hope that it stays that way. And I got to start real quick with this. Look at this, Alexis.
It's beautiful.
We got a kit. We got a kit from Schalke. Thank you so much, Schalke, for sending this. But when I looked at the back, and I'm like, yo, there's some dirt on this or something. What's going on?
No, why are you sending us dirty kits?
I looked at it. Yo, Weston McKennie autographed this.
That's so dope. And I got so excited for my box that I got from Schalke. And guess what? Apparently, they don't autograph double XLs.
Them's the rules. You got to lose weight if you want an autograph.
And McKennie's like, it's too big for the table. What do you want me to do?
No, but shout out to Schalke. Thank you so much for sending this. That rough result.
Yeah, man.
You know, when Bundesliga returned, but hopefully they'll fix that. They'll fix that next week.
Yeah, man. It's a real shame that their team name is Schalke 04 when that was also the score. That was really tough.
Yeah, hate to see it.
Yeah, thank God it's not 07. You know what I mean?
So we should talk about this quickly. Dele Alli was in the news recently in a very unfortunate story.
Yeah.
He was there was a robbery, and he was robbed while he was at home. He's at home, I think, quarantining with either a group of people, friends or family.
Try that. 0034.
We always say that's 0034. You don't want to be
that's jugging time, so lock them doors at 0034. Yeah.
But no, man, it sucks. He was I believe he was attacked. I think he was either punched.
They said he has like a slight face injury, like nothing crazy. So he must have been punched, which is a shame. He's got his girl there. I think it's either his girl's brother or his brother, and there's also another family friend that they're all living together at this time. It's got to be super scary, a bunch of dudes running with knives or whatever. But how come he doesn't have any security?
Yeah, I don't know what the situation is. Obviously, we know in England it is pretty mad when it comes to how famous these players are. I don't know. You would think, because when we think of athletes here, you know, you can't get through. It's a gated community. You're not getting anywhere near there. So maybe that's not the case.
He's got Kevin McAllister his house, dude. He's got to put like the swinging paint can and the, you know, he's got a Home Alone that joint.
Look, I'm glad he's okay. That's kind of the main thing. Something was they took, I think, money and jewelry. Something
you can
something
replace along those lines. You're all
exactly.
alive.
So as long as he's okay, is the priority. So all right. So we'll be back in a moment. We'll be joined by Emmanuel Sembroni of the New York Cosmos, and we'll have a great time talking to him about all things pizza. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the episode. We just want to bring it with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. Gully Squad out in full force.
That's right. Out. I mean, you mean in full force. We are staying inside.
We are outdoors spreading this disease.
That's what we do, Gully Squad. We cough in everyone's mouths,
but we're spreading gulliness, all right? None of that COVID nonsense.
Nah, dude. We're spreading COVID 69.
Okay. That's the fun one.
Yeah, dude. You didn't think you'd want it in the beginning, but when you get it, you're like, you know what? It's kind of fun.
So, yes, shout out to Gully Squad. And, for people who help support the show, help us put out more content. We've been doing a lot more stuff, especially on live streaming. They've been a part of it as well. We've been doing stuff on Twitch. It's been really, really fun. Even though, we're stuck at home, we can still do some fun stuff and give, you know, whether it's exclusive content, a dope Slack channel. We're still putting out great work, and that's all because of Gully Squad.
Absolutely, and they support us, and we want to make sure that's we give them back some cool content, and also we want to make sure we find other people that want to come hang out in the Slack channel, because so far it is pretty lit. It's pretty awesome.
Exactly. So if you want to join Gully Squad, all you got to do is go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button. It's right there on the menu. It's at the top. It is at the bottom. Very visible, easy to find. And it's a great community. And there's also great perks, obviously. The Gully Squad was invited to our birthday party. And how lit was that? I mean, they got to hang out with Who are some of the folks they got to hang out with, Alexis?
I mean, it was a wild time that I'm kind of forgetting that because I drank so heavily. But we had Sal Volcano of the Impractical Jokers come through.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? That's right. The Impractical Jokers.
We had Alexi Lalas come through, who some say is a kind of a clown. Right.
Yeah, see? he's a less practical joker. He also serenaded us, yeah, right, with a guitar. Ellie Menjem of Derby Days and Copa 90 fame.
We had Zach
Valentin, Kyle Martino, Edson Buttle. Yes. I mean,
everybody was there. It was super, super fun. So those are some of the cool perks that come with being in Gully Squad. And we try to give everybody a really fun and unique experience that you may not be able to get everywhere else. If you, you know, just a casual soccer fan. So feel free to join. Again, you can subscribe at like whatever level and whatever you want to give every month. And there's different, you know, perks for the different levels as well. So make sure, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button and come aboard.
Toot toot.
All right, welcome back. We are here and we're excited about our guest today because we have another New York Cosmo.
But I also feel like there's we each have something to talk to this person about that is near and dear to our hearts, right? In yes. your case, a bit more well-functioning. In my case, a bit more clogged. But nonetheless, this is really great.
Okay. But the main thing is that he has his hands in a lot of businesses.
Yeah, okay? he got a lot of business, a lot of plate spinning. Okay.
Okay.
So some of them got pizza.
Okay. But are you supposed to toss the pizza in there? I know you're very...
Not supposed to toss it in there. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah, Alex has a lot of pizza opinions.
In fact, you could take a break. I got this interview. Go make yourself a cup of kombucha. Whatever you do, okay.
But please, Alexis, please introduce our guest.
I mean, guys, if you followed his career in the Italian Serie A or in the Italian professional leagues, you know this man. If you are a fan of the New York Cosmos, you know this man. If you're a fan of wellness, you are probably also a fan of this man. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, put your hands together for the one, the only, all the way from Italy. Ladies and gentlemen, Emmanuel Sembroni, everybody.
Ciao, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you. I am blessed and I can't wait to talk to you about everything you want.
Nice. So, first question, you're from Rome, correct?
Yes, correct. I'm from Rome, Italy, and my neighborhood is Trastevere, which is the most historical neighborhood of the city. It's the heart of the city, you know, for the nightlife and the restaurants and the bars. This is where my family is originally from, and this is where me and my wife have also our apartment, and this is where my family lives currently. Yes.
That's amazing. Okay. So, like, how much better is New York pizza than Italian pizza? Feel free to answer.
It is certainly a good question. The New York pizza, I love it. New York is known in the U.S. for having really good pizza, and this is like I made my research, of course, before moving to the States. And it's a little different. I mean, like the Roman pizza is it's thin,
very thin,
and the New York pizza is a little like you know softer, but it's very good. It's very good, and also you can find different type of pizza that and I really enjoyed going in the city and taste.
Okay.
I will say I'm a huge fan of pizza. We'll just say it that way. I know a lot about pizza, but Pizzeria Bonci. Right, who's in Rome. Yeah, he's like very famous. I went to the one in Chicago. I've had his stuff at the Pizza Expo. Very good. I prefer New York Sicilian style, whatever, right? I prefer it. But Roman style pizza is great. I don't know if you've been to Marta in New York City, which is very thin, wood-fired, very similar to Roman style, very crispy on the edges, very light on the sauce. It's very nice. So you can find Roman style pizza in New York. I mean, obviously New York is the best, yada, yada, yada. We all know that. Yeah. But Roman style pizza, very good, right?
I haven't been to Marta, but I have to tell you something. I am very loyal to my good friend Ciro Casella, which is like very known in the city. Yes, he's the owner of a San Matteo Pizza Espresso Bar.
Yeah, Ciro is amazing. I know Ciro. Yeah, he's a maniac. Yeah. He is. You know Massimo Lavaglia, who owns Le Industrie in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
No, I don't personally know the Massimo.
I think he's I think you've met before. He's from Tuscany. His pizza is absolutely incredible. But he's just one of he used to play soccer too in Italy. But it's we're talking too much about pizza. But there's even more to talk about pizza. But
I don't even need to be here.
One of my favorite things about New York is when people say New York pizza, everyone thinks of like your Joe's slice, you know, like the big floppy greasy cheese. But you can find some incredible Italian style pizza here in New York, because, you know, Italy made pizza right in Naples back when it was Neapolis. And then it came to New York. We made it famous and great. And then the Italians were like, oh, my God, we got to do it, too. So like there's a lot of I'm really just trying to upset you now. But yeah. You can also get pizza alla metro, which is like that really long one you can get in Rome. You can get that here as well.
Yes, I know, because that's why talking about the metro pizza, Ciro also, besides having the Pizza San Matteo espresso bar, he's also have the SPQR, which is like a famous Roman pizza, the metro pizza, and the square pizza, like the classic Roman that you can buy for just a square piece. Yeah, so it's
cut it with the scissors.
Exactly. Yeah. It's phenomenal. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. See, so Emmanuel, how are you? Are you surprised or impressed at this Alexis pizza knowledge? Did you know what you were getting yourself into?
Well, yeah. I've been informed, but I'm really happy to talk about pizza, you know, I'm Italian, and it's always a pleasure.
All right, good.
We could even talk about Old Forge pizza, which I know your family has an Old Forge style.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, sure.
Did you know this, Christian? They don't call it a pie. They call it a tray, and they don't call it a slice. They call it a cut. So you say, I'm going to get a cut of pizza. You know what I mean? To me, that's a threat. I say, you touch my pizza, I'll kill you. You know what I mean? What did it do to you? Does it owe you money? Why do you want to cut my pizza?
I'm curious. What made you want to? Is it because Alexis tells me stories about what the pizza business is like, and what for you being, you know, being in New York and being a part of this business? What is there anything surprising to you? Because it seems like it's very. I don't want to say like anything too negative, but it just seems like there's a sense of pride and you know, almost like territory. You don't mess with my pizza. I don't give you my recipe, things like that. What is it? What's the pizza business like for you?
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. it is for us, for me and my wife, because of course we're doing everything we do together. Regarding the Grillage pizza, which is the Old Forge pizza that we own with my wife, it's a family business, so it's a very long tradition of 50 years. Yeah. And now we are getting into it more and understanding. And of course, it's run by Marguerite's family. And as you said, there are a lot of secrets, but we always remind them, guys, if you don't tell us our secret, How are we gonna do it in the future?
Wait, they won't even tell you?
Yes, that's why this is very interesting, you know. Because it's like, no, this is our pizza. This is how we do it. Say yes, of course, but we own the pizzeria, so we gotta talk about how we do it.
That's like, imagine your coach wouldn't tell you the formation. You're like, buddy, we need to know. We're playing.
Exactly. We always make jokes about this, you know, in market. It's funny. You know, because it's, of course, you mentioned another important thing, which is pride, you know, be proud of what you do. And for Italians, you know, especially in this country, the pride is very high. So it's a very interesting business. I think it's a lot of work, but it's not difficult. It's easy to manage. You just need organization, and you just need, of course, a very good marketing plan.
Yeah.
Which for our business, it's very basic, because this is how we do it 50 years.
Yeah. It's pizza. You don't got to reinvent the wheel. Just be like, hey, you like pizza? Great. We got it.
Great margins.
Let's talk about
play soccer too.
Let's talk calcio a little bit, because it's not just all pizza as Alexis would prefer. But you know, you're just looking at your resume. I mean, you've played for so many clubs in Italy, and I'm curious about just maybe just even the comparison between the Italian and American game, and then also what, you know, there's been a lot of questions about where Serie A is right now in comparison to the other European leagues. Is there any thought of like how do we get Serie A back to where it was in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, where that was the league of choice for most players across the world?
Well, yes, let's say that in these years, as we all seen and know, for people that follow soccer, Italy had a difficult time, you know, also the fact that the national team didn't qualify for the last competition was very sad.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you touch the bottom, is that where the magic happens, you know? So again, we can only expect our country to go back up. And as you can see, thanks to Cristiano Ronaldo to join our league, he brought a lot of attention, a lot of enthusiasm, of course, a lot of quality, to bring also other players, to get other players involved into our soccer again. I think soccer is always evolving every year. We see like countries that we couldn't ever imagine, right, to have like such as quality in the sport, going to compete in Champions League and arriving to the quarterfinal, semifinal.
Yeah.
This is amazing. And the same for the U.S. The U.S. soccer is amazing. And I had the opportunity to experience for 1 year. You know, this is my second year, unfortunately. Not playing, but I'm pretty sure that the U.S. soccer in the next 10 years, it will be one of the major leagues in the world, because, of course, the potential that this country has is no limits. That's how I see it. This is why we're growing, and more like great players come to the U.S. and want to play here.
Let's
talk a little bit about Italy missing and not qualifying for the World Cup, because that same year, the U.S. did not qualify in the World Cup. But if you notice, Italy reacted a little differently than the U.S. did, right? Immediately, some of the officials of the Italian Federation resigned and said that they were, you know, they felt a embarrassed and whatnot. And in America, that didn't happen. A lot of them fought to keep their positions. They said this wasn't that bad. We just missed once, yada, yada, yada. Can you just talk a little bit about what that was like for an Italian when you missed the World Cup, how shocking that was, and sort of the changes that were immediately made?
Yes. Let's start talking about, it's the mindset, right? So the American mind, we see, because I also define myself, you know, Italian and American as well. So they define failure as a reason to shine again in the U.S. So when failure, I am a believer that failure is not a bad thing, because all the most successful people, they all fail, and then they bang, come back, rise again, and this is the American mentality, right? So that's why also in Italy we see as the American dream. That's what it is.
Yeah.
In Italy, it's like more, I'm embarrassed, I disappointed my country, how people they're gonna look at me, you know, because the mindset is different. Not because we don't have like this sense of reaction or everything, but also, if you talk about politics, it's a little different over there. I mean, like not qualifying for the World Cup for Italy, that is a country that is 90% focused on soccer. It's a very, very high team. So the people made it really difficult for the players, of course, for the coach Ventura, because it took him 2 years to get back into coaching a team, which is like a Salernitana, by the way, in second division. Imagine your coach for national team, the pass from great career in the first league, coaching the national team, and then it goes to second division.
That
gives an answer itself.
There's a sense of shame attached to them not qualifying.
Yes, I mean, like you get out of the system. I don't know if it makes sense when you say, "Hey, I failed." They put you out of the system.
Yeah,
now, automatically for you, it's harder to get back because people don't get you because no, you just didn't qualify for the World Cup. I don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. It was not like that here.
Yeah.
Bruce Arena got a really well-paying job in MLS right after not qualifying for the World Cup.
Yeah, you're like tarnished. You know, nobody would want to work with you because of the shame you brought upon my family. You know what I mean?
There's a stain on your career. Versus America, they're like, hey, he was good enough to get the national team job. So, you know, who cares if he failed? You know?
Yeah.
Thank God we live here as comedians, because if failing brings embarrassment, oh boy, I wouldn't last in Italy very long.
Is there and your time playing here, is there anything that you notice about the quality of the players? Like, as far as, you know, we always talk about what can especially young Americans do is it simply just the mindset that is different from the players in Italy? Why is it that the players, young players in Italy, are, even from a young age, they are built with the game. They seem to have a different quality, a different technical ability. What was your first impression of the American, footballer?
What I've noticed, the first thing that I've noticed, which to me is the most important, is the way we handle pressure between Italy and the U.S. So I played, and I was honored to play for one of the club that is most known in the world, because when I before signing for the Cosmos, I already knew about the Cosmos. Of course, everybody in Europe knows about the Cosmos. Yeah. So for the people in my town, for example, is always, oh, great, and I always playing against Ibrahimovic. I say, guys, I play for the Cosmos, yes, but we don't play that league.
Yeah.
You always see the Cosmos at the top, right? And playing for such as a club, of course you have pressure, you got to win.
Yeah.
Regardless, hey, you play for the Cosmos, you got to win, and you expect the other club that come and challenge you, that they're going to give 200% because you're the Cosmos.
Yeah.
They love you, they hate you, they're going to give 200%. And imagine if I had the Cosmos in Italy with the same type of pressure. Oh, not livable. The fans coming to you if you tie a game and you cannot go to the grocery shopping because they're going to see you. Hey, what are you doing here? You got to stay home. Guys, I got to eat. I tie or I lost the game. We are coming back, but I gotta eat.
Yeah.
In Italy, no, forget about it. No life.
It's like in Italy, if you win, you call your wife and be like, "Go shopping now," because it's not coming.
That's exactly how it is. You gotta live the moment.
Yeah.
When you're going well, this is the time for you to. I'm talking about Italy, okay?
Yeah.
This is the time for you to go out and get the relationship with the community, with the fans. It's great. I don't think it's so nice if you lose a game and you want to build the connection with the...
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
They're not really in the mood to connect right now.
Well, I mean, certainly not connect in a positive way. A lot of conversation, but it's mostly being yelled from the back of a scooter. You don't want to hear it.
And for example, we spoke about Ciro, right? Playing for Salerno is very hard. You need to have a very strong mindset. If you, before your quality in the field, if you're very strong over here, that you're ready for anything, anything can happen. So if you're ready for that, unbelievable. The people loves you. They recognize your mental quality, your strong character and belonging for representing the club. Awesome. If you are a phenomenal player, you don't have this other quality, guys, run.
Yeah.
Run.
It's not good enough. It's not enough.
Dude, I might have some blood from Salerno without knowing.
All right.
Emmanuel, we've been talking a lot about pizza. We've been talking a lot about your soccer career. I want to talk even more about pizza, but I do want to ask, it's not just pizza and soccer. Like, we talk a lot of times with players who play in the lower levels in the U.S. You're playing right now with the Cosmos, which plays in NISA, which I know they canceled their season. So this gives you an opportunity to maybe work on some of the other stuff that you have going on. In your case, you do a lot of health and fitness. One, I just want to know, what advice do you give to some of the other players that are playing in NISA that you've become friends with that didn't have the storied career that you've had? And two, what are some of the other things that you're currently doing right now?
Of course. Recently with my wife, we opened up our own business in Brooklyn that is called ES Sport Nutrition. And this is what we do, is we take care of everyone. So we don't make it only for athletes, right? Of course, having an athlete's background, I'm athlete's focused, right? But we help people to lead a healthy and active lifestyle by making the right choices into the nutrition aspect. And this is what I recommend to our players all over the world, or also to everybody, you know, because this is for everybody. Nutrition in this moment is a must. Why is nutrition a must? Because as we know, we have to take care about our immune system, right? Because our immune system has to be the strongest as ever in this moment. We need to make sure that we take care of ourselves. But this is the immune aspect. What is the other aspect that nutrition does? It's the attitude, it's the positivity, it's the energy, and it's the way that it makes you feel appreciated, the way that it makes you appreciate yourself. So self-love, self-care. And this is what I'm doing right now. This is a message that it goes beyond the nutrition or the fitness. I created a project with our church here in Florida, no? That is called Calvary Chapel, and it's called Body, Mind, and Spirit. So we take care of every single aspect that in this moment people need. So this is what I do. I help people to feel better, especially in this time. And then imagine when the situation gets back to normal, right? You will get out as the best version of yourself. You will get out like, wow. I am proud of the way that I lived this period. I am proud of my progress, and I'm proud that I inspired my family first, because people see your results. People see you. Oh my God, what are you doing?
Yeah, Alexis would argue that, you know, healthy food makes him unhappy. So yeah,
first of all, broccoli makes me sad. And the Doritos make me happy. But I will tell you this, just like you said about the American spirit, failure inspires greatness. So I'm just going to continue to fail at the health part. And hopefully that inspires greatness in the future. Because I'll tell you this much, I don't feel ashamed, you know, like a good American. If anything, I'm proud. Okay. I'm keeping this job.
Yeah, if you could get Alexis on board with the nutrition plan, that would be we'll know that the system works, you know.
Well, I'm just saying Christian has been sort of onboarded, if you will, by his girlfriend, who's the nutritionist. So I've her and I have had arguments, very, very nice, positive arguments, conversations, heated conversations, because I also know a lot about food. So she's like, yeah, but you can't eat all those things and not do anything. I'm like, well, you can, you know, because I'm doing it, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Of course, I studied nutrition with ISSA as well, and I understand. Of course, we always want to take care of people's health, right? So right. we kind of share our knowledge and everything. The way that we do nutrition based off this type of situation, right, that we're talking, like, you know, I want to enjoy my food and I'm not willing to, in this moment, maybe, no, to change because I'm enjoying it. It's a great.
Yeah.
But the way that we do it is we don't change your habit, right? We don't change the way that you love to enjoy your food. So what we do is one step only, and which is in the morning. And as we know, the breakfast is the most important thing of the day because it gives you all the energy and hydration during the day. So what we do a process that we call the four cups, and you see three, right?
Yeah.
So it's four. Okay. And so with this four cup is amazing because we're going to take care of every single aspect of the nutrition, which is, you know, the hydration, the cleansing, the oxygenation, and the bioregulation. So after these four cups, then you're ready to go with your regular day. And this is something that it has been very successful, and people love it because they're getting a lot of results. For example, I have my wife, uncle, he's 7 years old. Guys, unbelievable. He started his program, let's say 10 days ago, when we came to Florida. He lost 11 pounds. How can you lose 11 pounds in 10 days, 7 years old, right? Only by doing this hydration. That's so it helps him, you know, to remove everything that the body doesn't need.
Yeah.
Keeping his routine without working out. And it's sensational. So that's why, the reason why right now I'm here, North Florida, talking with other five families, because they saw him and they said, whoa, what are you doing, man?
I just need to make sure my wife doesn't see this episode then, because she's going to put me on a plane. She's going to hide the Doritos. She's going to put me on a plane. Do you think it's important for players that play in NISA, USL, things like that, to start to think about sort of these other projects like you have going, and whether it's to help the community or just to find a way to make some additional money for situations like canceling an entire season? Do they ask you for advice? Do you talk to them at all about sort of all the other things you're doing?
Of course. I think especially for players, if you want to perform in this career for a long period, performing like very high performance, yeah, and you don't want to have problem of injury or, you know, a lower recovery, that of course with aging, everything changes. Yes, nutrition is a must. And I advise all of them to follow the right nutrition. And of course we talk about, you know, and I have a lot of players in our community that they're doing what we do. I've been taking the nutrition for 12 years. I was 20 and now I'm 32. And I feel still in my prime, you know. I feel great, and I noticed that a difference when I have my extras, you know, because I do. I'm human, mm-hmm, you know. We wanna enjoy also some beautiful pleasure of life, and food is great, you know. Especially in America, it's so good, guys. I'm a believer that the American food is great, and I tell to my Italian people, how can you tell me every time that you go to the U.S. that is not good, no? and I ask him, what did you eat? Oh, I went to McDonald's. Okay, so we didn't have American food.
Yeah.
McDonald's, you know what I mean? And they say, no, but I had that pasta. He said, man, pasta is also great in the U.S. You need to know where to go and eat your pasta. But if me as an Italian, right, and I've been traveling all over the world because I'm a traveler, I love it.
Yeah.
I never go to a country and try what I eat in my country, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I want to understand the tradition. I want to create this deep connection, you know, in food and culture. And I think this is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's why I encourage my Italians, hey, do not go to Mexico. Go have an amazing cheeseburger. Like, yeah, come on. Yeah.
But also get real food.
But also, yeah, most Italians would say that anyway. They would just be like, oh, America, no, the food is garbage. No matter where they went, they would just be like, oh, it's better in Italy.
Yeah, they don't even give you the answer with their words. Like, bah.
Yeah. That's why whenever I interview people from, like, because I used to do stuff for Pizza Expo in Las Vegas, whenever I interview Italians, I'm like, go ahead, tell me how much better the pizza in New York is. They get like, what do you mean? No, we're Italy. No, the food is garbage here. Like, they get so defensive. I love it.
Thank you again to everyone watching. Thank you to Emmanuel Sombroni for joining us. We had a great time talking pizza, talking calcio, talking nutrition. So this episode had it all.
Emmanuel Sombroni is like the official Cooligans mascot now, right? Because he's pizza, nutrition for you, soccer for all. I mean, he's essentially a Cooligan.
He's us combined.
Right. If you took Alexis and Christian, put them together, you'd get Emmanuel Sombroni.
Emmanuel, is there anything you want to say to everyone before we go?
Sure, of course. First of all, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm blessed to be here again, and to all the people that have followed us. I encourage everybody, guys, if you're looking into a healthy journey or to fitness or to feel great, to go check on my page on Instagram, which is all my business over there. I like to share stories. I'm very communicated person. Yeah. I like to share my life with you because I think connection is great. My Instagram is Emanuele.Sembroni, and you can find everything about my life. So thank you so much. Again, I hope to talk to so many of you after this talk.
Awesome. Again, thank you so much. And everybody, make sure you follow at Fubo Sports on all social media. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you would like to watch full episodes of our show and other shows as well. So with that said, for Emmanuel Sembroni, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!